Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. I'm Nicole, and today I have a very special guest. With me is my current intern for government relations, Gabriel Flores. So welcome, Gabe. Thanks for being here. And I want to give you a chance, give us a little introduction, a little bit about you and your history and how you got here.
Yeah, of course. Like Nicole said, my name is Gabriel Flores. I'm currently a sophomore at Arizona State University. I'm double majoring in sustainability and business management. I was able to find out about this internship through a good friend of mine, Paul Brierley, through the Department of Agriculture. And he was able to kind of, you know, show me the ropes of Maricopa County Farm Bureau. And I'm so happy that he did. I grew up in a ranch in Queen Creek, Arizona, where we have tangelo trees. And, you know, growing up with my parents, they always had me outside with the plants, with the animals. We had horses, dogs, chickens. You know, every weekend, my parents always had me outside helping out with the garden, helping out with the trees. And, you know, it always spoke to me. It always spoke to my heart. And I'm always so happy to be outside. And that really kind of stuck with me as I grew up. And I'm happy that I'm doing something that can, you know, aid agriculture in Arizona.
We're glad that you're here. You've done a great job. And it's been a great experience as we kick off our kind of first year of internships here. Tell us a little bit about what your future career aspirations are.
Yeah, of course. I have a couple options. If I were to stay in Arizona, I hope to, you know, land a job with some big energy company, whether it's SRP or APS. You know, they really focus on, you know, sustainable goals, whether it's keeping the Colorado River afloat or getting energy or getting clean energy to Arizona residents. I hope to be one day a part of that and help out with either consulting with other companies to reduce their carbon footprint. Another job opportunity of mine is continuing with my research I do here at ASU. I do sustainable food systems, where we're kind of talking about mushrooms right now and how we can make that a sustainable food source. Very many options right now. Again, you know, I'm still a sophomore, so I'm trying to figure that out. But I hope that, you know, down the path, it becomes clearer. And through this internship, it'll open up more opportunities in the future.
Absolutely. Well, mushrooms sound very interesting. I know we have several mushroom growers here in Arizona, actually. So that's really exciting. As you are kind of working through some of these things, I think an important thing to remember is, like, it's okay to change your mind. I think the average undergrad student changes their major like 5 times or 6 times or something like that. So no worries there. You know, you'll figure it out as you go along. But what has kind of this experience in the internship given you as far as some insight as to maybe what your future goals might look like?
Yeah, of course. You know, this internship has really taught me mostly, you know, about policy work and especially with like agriculture. Arizona and the rest of the West is, you know, in a really tough time. We have to deal with a lot of issues, whether it's the heat, not getting enough rain, trouble with the government, you know, things like that are always going to impact our farmers around us and the agriculture community. And agriculture and sustainability go hand in hand. So I always thought that, you know, by learning the ins and outs of the higher division of politics and policies, that it's going to help me out with, you know, the lower end of sustainable actions and, you know, helping out the community in that sense.
Yeah, I think a lot of people sometimes don't think about all of the different levels that go into agriculture. Like, if you're a farmer, you're not just a farmer. You're a farmer and an accountant and a policy specialist and a million other things all at once. So having that experience and that knowledge, I think, will help as you kind of continue to go through that. And also is just really good for any of our agriculturalists too, as that's what they rely on Farm Bureau for. So getting kind of that insight of, to the organization, I think is really important. And I think you've done a great job of kind of taking it and running with it and providing that service for us. So how has it been so far? What has your experience been like throughout the internship?
It's been absolutely amazing. The thing that I think I got most out of this internship is definitely the connections I've gotten. I've been able to meet some amazing people, whether it's, the board members for Maricopa Farm Bureau, farmers from all over the country. We'll talk about that in a second. But especially within Arizona, I've been able to meet so many cool people. We did the Farm City Breakfast, and I was able to meet some lab growers from a random, or not necessarily random, but like a, a bigger, nursery up north in Phoenix. Some other small farms out there in Buckeye, and I just think it's really cool to learn about that, especially learn the background of everybody and how they're all so different from me. And you can really learn something from everyone if you just open your mind and open your heart to it. Getting back to my earlier point, one of my favorite opportunities was being able to go to Portland, Oregon, for a convention with the Young Farmers and Ranchers. I was able to meet farmers from all over the country, whether it's from Alabama, North Dakota, literally anywhere. And their situations and their problems and their strengths come from different areas. And I think just being able to keep my mind open to that and really like learn from them, even though their situations and their ideologies are so much different than mine, it really just makes me a more robust person and a more diverse learner, I say. And I think just that's my greatest opportunity and my greatest takeaway from this internship.
I think that's so important to keep in mind as you kind of go through life and you're growing in your career, is that there's always something to learn from everybody that you meet. And being able to kind of realize that and take that away is such a great opportunity. But what has been one of the maybe more interesting things from the internship that you didn't expect coming into it?
I feel like the most interesting thing, which I think is also pretty funny, is just kind of how to say this. Probably the way everybody dresses. I was kind of thinking that, like it's an internship, so you got to dress like business casual, suit and tie, and everything like that. But with the agriculture community, I wouldn't say they're more laid back. I would just say their style of dressing was always more kind of like, boots, a nice shirt, kind of like hats and stuff like that. So I think that was pretty cool, just seeing how everybody dresses, especially in different sectors of the world, whether it's in like a corporate job where you're wearing a suit and tie, or a agricultural community where everybody wears boots and that's the norm. I think that's pretty funny for me.
Yeah, usually you can find us even when we are dressed up. It's suits and boots. So that's a pretty common staple around here. So when you were thinking about an internship program and kind of what you wanted to get out of it, what were some key points that you were looking for within a program that you wanted to apply for?
With any internship and with anyone, I think the best thing to do is kind of like learn and look at the job application beforehand and see what things you're going to be doing and kind of just take away, because it doesn't explicitly say all the time what you are going to take away from it. I think when I'm looking at an internship, especially with this one, I thought, okay, what am I going to be doing? Who am I going to be talking to? Where is that going to lead me? Where am I going to go? I think with this internship, especially connections, like I said before, was the most important thing, just being able to meet so many people. Especially since agriculture and environmental science and sustainability, again, go hand in hand. So, being able to meet so many people will eventually probably help me down the line with my sustainability career, especially in business management as well, just because people do forget that agriculture is a business. They have to deal with so much stuff. So, it's awesome to learn from them. But going back to my earlier point, just the things that you're going to be doing, I saw that when I was applying for this internship, that the main thing was going to be making my blogs. Check it out if you haven't. But just talking about either bills that are being passed, and what I learned from that especially was just being able to gather information and turn it into a digestible format for you guys, for the viewers, for anybody who wants to learn about it. And I think that indirectly has taught me to improve in my other sectors of life, whether it's my classes, whether it's my professional scene. It's just being able to take all this information and kind of just turn it into a digestible and feasible format where anybody can read it and anybody can get something from it. Yeah.
Now, that's a great point that you make. And when you think about all of the different kind of factors that go into agriculture, and a lot of them are not difficult to understand. You wouldn't say that they're in layman terms, right? So being able to take that interpret it and then produce it in a digestible format is such a key kind of soft skill that you'll continue to use way down the road. But I want to step back one second to a point that you made about networking and all the people that you've met from all around Maricopa County, but also all around the world. You know, we always say it's about who you know, but not in a bad way, right? So it's really about forming those relationships and your network. And as you're coming through your education and then, you know, looking into your future career, the more connections that you can make and substantial, meaningful connections, right? So it's not just somebody that I know and I have their business card. It's being able to cultivate that network and those relationships for the future. So I think that's something that Farm Bureau does a really great job at, is providing those opportunities. And then what you do with it is up to you, right? So, you know, these people that you're out and you're meeting at the convention and Farm City Breakfast, if you're really working towards making that a substantial connection, you know, that follow up and those conversations that you're continuing to have on some sort of basis are really critical. But it's just really, to me, it's always been one of my favorite highlights about Farm Bureau is the opportunity that they provide for you to have those connections. And then, you know, what you do with it is all up to you.
I completely agree. You know, I feel like sometimes we forget that when we're meeting someone, it's not all business and it's not all give me your business card so I can contact you down the road. I think what Maricopa Farm Bureau does that's really special is that it allows you to make friendships first and then business second. Especially when I went to Portland, Oregon, a lot of people were trying to network, a lot of people were trying to get more connections on LinkedIn, more Instagram followers, things like that. But I think people forget that if you really want to make a special connection with someone, you have to get to know the person first. Even if it's beyond something business related, ask them how their day was, ask them, especially at Portland, what they do, what kind of crops they grow, what kind of animals they raise. Just kind of get personal with them, I guess. I think that's the most important part. And especially with Maricopa Farm Bureau, I feel like everybody kind of gets that you need to have that connection of friendship before anything else. And once you do, then you can kind of get started on the business topic of it. And then from that, you have that baseline of that friendship that they're going to help you out. I truly believe that, you know, if you have a connection where it's just all business and you have a connection where it's business and friendship, they're going to want to talk to you way more if they're friends with you first. And they're going to be way more willing to help you out rather than just meeting someone and being like, hey, nice to meet you. What's your LinkedIn? They're not going to want to talk to you, right? They don't know anything about you. If you're just trying to get connection after connection, it's going to get lost in the sauce. You're going to want to be friends with them first. You want to make an impact and you want to be genuine about it too. You don't want to be like friends with someone and just kind of be fake with them just so you can get an opportunity. You want to truly become friends with them where you know, oh, what are they about? Well, you know, what do they like to do and stuff like that. That's how you make that meaningful connection that's going to last long, like a long time, last a lifetime, and help you possibly in the future.
Absolutely. Agriculture is all about relationships and connections. So, being able to see you kind of take hold of those opportunities has been really great from my side of it, and see you kind of make those connections. And, you know, I think that's only going to serve you very well in the future. So, I will say, beyond Portland, what has been the highlight of this program?
I want to talk about two things. The first one is the board meetings that we have, especially kind of just like learning more about the corporate world and more about the business world. I never really experienced like kind of like a business setting like that. We all sat down, we did an invocation, we just kind of started getting to business. And I thought that was really cool how there's like a process towards that and how, you know, I guess like just how business it gets to the core. But especially again, like from my earlier point from Maricopa Farm Bureau, during the board meetings, there's a bunch of laughing, there's a bunch of talking about, you know, kids, talking about family and stuff like that. So it just really is cute knowing that it feels like a family when you're here. And that's one thing that I really loved. They've taken me in as one of their own. They know about me now. They know about my interests, even apart from my educational and my professional background. And they're really interested. And I just think that's so special. Other than that, another highlight I've had was the Farm City Breakfast, helping out with Nicole in the morning and getting everything set up, helping out with the people who were so gracious enough to make everyone food. That was just so special and beautiful. Just knowing that, you know, we were laughing throughout all the morning, we were setting it up. And then it was just a beautiful scenery, getting to be able, especially the one in Buckeye, it was on a beautiful farm. You know, we were overlooking like the sunrise. We were overlooking a bunch of cattle, tractors and stuff like that. It was just a really beautiful time. And you could see people talking like they were old friends, meeting new people. And I think that's just the beauty of agriculture, just being able to get to know a lot of people and getting or being able to just meet new people and immediately having that connection with them that they have something in common with the agricultural sense. So they really get you on a personal level. And then, they become your friend. And I just think that's something so special about, Farm Bureau.
Absolutely. Agriculture is a business, but it's a personal business. So having those opportunities, I think, are really great. That's personally one of my favorite events is Farm City Breakfast. And once it all comes together, it is such a beautiful event to see start the day off right. Well, Gabe, thank you so much for joining us today and talking a little bit about your opportunity in the internship. We really appreciate it and appreciate all the work that you've done for us. Moving forward, so we're getting ready to open applications for our summer internship, which is agriculture communications. So if you're interested at all about how we speak to our members and our consumers and how we get the word out about agriculture, be sure to check out our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, and find the internships application there. So thanks, Gabe, and we will see you all next week.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.